Station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Tropical storm Ophelia has made landfall in North Carolina's Outer Banks. It happened about an hour and a half ago. And while the Carolinas and Virginia are getting slammed, so are areas further north. CBS's Stephen Dingle is in Ocean City, Maryland.
The wind gusts have been very, very intense as we have been out here this morning, kind of pushing the rain sideways and whipping it kind of right in your face along with the sand and water.
The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
As it tracks northward throughout today, it's going to be reaching the Hudson Valley by later on tonight. So the northeast certainly seeing the impacts as we head into the second half of the week. Weekend, rain going sideways, flooding is going to be a possibility, not just from the rain, but of course the storm surge, depending on which way the wind is blowing.
Congress has 7 days to avoid a government shutdown, or as CBS's Christina Ruffini puts it,
the federal government is bracing for a funding lapse, warning federal employees that if Congress can't strike a deal before October 1st, they could see a pause in their paychecks.
If we still remain hopeful, although it writes on the wall.
I believe we have a majority here and we can work together to solve this.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been fighting with hardliners in his own party, trying to get them to pass a stopgap measure until they can work out a larger spending bill.
The now expanded auto workers strike could mean fewer cars, and CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us that means this.
Dealers say if the strike continues for months or expands further, car buyers may pay more.
It could drastically affect business. And it could affect prices in the marketplace.
GM and Stellantis claim they're bargaining in good faith, with GM calling the strike expansion unnecessary. Ford was not targeted by the new action because the union says they're making progress in negotiations.
The Pope's visit to France continues in Marseille, where he received this greeting. He's addressed Europe's immigration crisis, which he calls a long-term reality that governments have to face with humanity. CBS Pentagon correspondent David Martin has a little more context on that stealth fighter that disappeared this past week.
Retired Marine Dave Burke used to fly the F-35.
What are the types of aircraft failures that could force a pilot to punch out but allow the plane to keep flying?
This had to be something along the lines of a massive electronic or flight control failure.
When the 911 operator asked the pilot if he was injured, he said his back hurt, no doubt from the force of the ejection. He is 47 years old, and the Marines say he has decades of flying experience.
This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a bill in Congress to curb corporate ownership of agricultural land. Mark Moran has more now on the Farmland for Farmers Act.
As farmers start to retire, more than 40% of U.S. farmland will change hands in the next decade. But it might not wind up with young farmers who want to farm. Hannah Breckbill with Decorah-based Humble Hands Farms in northeast Iowa says out-of-state corporations buy the land and rent it to the highest bidder, keeping it out of local hands and driving land prices sky high.
Land prices have been going up and up and up. In my career as a farmer, which is not very long, only about a decade, I've seen land prices more than double. And we need farmers to be on the ground owning land.
The Farmland for Farmers Act would restrict corporate investment, and supporters hope it is adopted as part of the new farm bill scheduled to be debated this month. Breckbill also helps overwhelmed young farmers find land in Iowa, and being a young farmer herself has firsthand experience with navigating the daunting land acquisition process. She believes farmland should be making a natural transition into the hands of beginning local farmers.
We know how to farm. We have the skills. We have the knowledge. We have the capacity. We have the energy. We just don't have the capital to be able to access the land.
The National Family Farm Coalition, which supports the Farmland for Farmers Act, released a fact sheet showing the average price of an acre of farmland in the U.S. has climbed to $3,800, the highest it has been since the 1970s. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been the this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
So we provide home buyer education and counseling. We've right. helped a lot of new home buyers, which has been really fun.
Sounds good. That's got to be very rewarding.
It is. It is.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And credit, did you mention credit management? That's got to be a part of it.
Yes, credit management is huge. I mean, that's one of the big pieces for the program. Even through our tax program, when folks are coming in, we ask them if they want that opportunity to get their credit pulled so we can take a look and do that education piece.
Sure. Well, I meant in terms of like, you mentioned the credit report, but even just like that credit management, that because so many people go into credit card debt and with the interest and everything, it's just it's just been a killer.
Yes. Yes. Oh. It's just all about education and really teaching folks the five components of credit and how that impacts them in, you know, with their individual plan.
Sure. Sure. That's terrific. Yeah. I have a family member that's in banking law, and he used to work for, I think it was for, might have been BMO Harris, which it might still be, his headquartered out of Montreal, out of Canada. And he was saying that Canada is a very difficult country to get consumer credit in. It's very hard. But the end result is you have a more disciplined society when it comes to, you know, they're not as strapped with consumer credit debt.
Right.
As we are in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real problem.
Sure, sure. So, you know, I was looking at your webpage on the CASA website, and it saw, too, that there's even some workforce development initiatives that the center's involved in.
Yes, absolutely. So we really work with not just connecting folks with jobs, but really building their skill sets. And, you know, there's a lot of different trades training that they can do.
Sure.
We make those connections with OSHA 10 training and forklift. But we also work closely with the local universities and our technical colleges.
Sure, sure. So, I think that's terrific, having those partnerships with the technical colleges.
Yes.
I think that's fantastic. And
We help folks navigate to get into school. And, you know, some of the things that are barriers that are keeping them from connecting the dots, we're there to kind of walk them through step by step and educate them so they know how to do it.
I love it. So, yeah, and I'm embarrassed to say that I missed last week, that last Friday, September 15th, was National Trades Men and Women Month, and want to bring that back because before the show, Gina and her husband Richard's here, we were talking about so many great opportunities in the trades that young people are not taking advantage of, and you can still do the four-year college degree. In fact, with the success you're having in the trades, you can even pay for it yourself without being strapped with student loans, and so you must have some pretty strong ties then with a lot of the different trade councils and unions. Is that fair
to
say?
Absolutely, yes. We partner really good with like the Painters Union. We go to a lot of the other union meetings.
Sure.
We also partner with organizations that do free training to make sure that, you know, we have really great stories of, you know, an individual, let's say, who's homeless.
Sure.
And we get them connected to this type of training, and they go from making $0 to $18 an hour.
Sure.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
I think that
getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy.
It's important for us to have those connections with the different unions and to talk about how people can navigate applying for those things and just getting connected.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. And we have about, a minute before the break. And we have so much more to talk about here with Gina Sanchez Juarez of the Center for Financial Stability, La Casa de Esperanza. But also want to mention, too, some quick notes. We got to broadcast, Anya and I and Johnny, the Waukesha North game last night because South had to cancel. And it was a wonderful game. And in spite of the loss, they lost 35-28 to Oconomowoc. But really some great football. Congrats to the North Stars on a great effort. And thanks again for hosting us. But more to talk about here on This Week in Waukesha as we continue with Gina Sanchez Juarez from the Center for Financial Stability. Don't go away.
Hi, we're the Google Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. If that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger, challenging numbers are heartbreaking reality. Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community. Your community. Your community. Your community.
Wire in a school.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8.
Tomorrow, where are you going? Do you have some room for me? Night is falling.
Hey, we're back this week, Waukesha, and that's one of my favorites, Jim Crochet, who passed away this week. I believe it was on the 21st. And I believe the year was 1973, and he was only 30 years old, but his music lives on. In fact, his son AJ and his mom actually did a re-recording of this song, and AJ Crochet actually was doing a national tour playing a lot of his father's old songs. And unfortunately, he's not coming to Milwaukee. He's not even coming to Chicago. And he figured the son of the guy who created Leroy Brown, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, who was from Chicago, would have given us a gig there, but who knows? Maybe we'll get them to expand. But there is a video of it. I played it on the show earlier, and it's worth seeing. And also this week we lost Jimi Hendrix, and another great, a lot of people consider like the greatest guitarist, a bassist named Jaco Pastorius, who died tragically in 1987 at the age of 35, after a fight with a bouncer. They say it was like three or four times his size. And this was an American jazz and rock bassist, a member of the Weather Report from 76 to 81. So much history that lives here in Waukesha, and this week in Waukesha. And I'd also, as an ode to my Irish heritage, that yesterday, September 22nd, is the 103rd anniversary of the Rannin ambush, which was the first ambush events against the Crown forces in the Irish War for Independence. And it's special to me because two of my great uncles, my grandmother's brothers, were involved in that battle. And so much more history behind that. So, and I encourage everybody, especially here with Hispanic Heritage Month, to really take a deep dive into your family and personal histories and your cultural histories, because there's so much to learn. There's so many great stuff. And Gina Sanchez Juarez, my guest from the Center for Financial Stability, is also here to talk about the different events that La Casa has and the center has going on. Go ahead, Gina.
Yes, thank you. To invite you to come celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with us. We have two upcoming events. The first one's Friday, September 29th. That is going to be located right at our main La Casa de Esperanza building at 410 Arcadian Avenue. At 11:30, they're going to do a welcoming, and you're going to get a performance from the La Casa de Esperanza Charter School students. If you have not seen them perform, it is incredible.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. It's heartwarming.
Very neat.
They're also going to have a potluck style luncheon and have different Latin American region tastes. The La Casa staff is going to be creating all different dishes. If anyone's interested out there in attending that event, it would be great if you RSVP. You can give a call to Maria at 262-832-1000. 1542. Again, that's Maria 262-832-1542. So we're really excited about that event. Of course, we like to celebrate at La Casa de Esperanza. So at the Center for Financial Stability, we also wanted to do just a little something there just to further celebrate the month. So Wednesday, October 11th, we are going to be doing a free Mexican corn event.
Nice.
So it'll be exciting. We're going to have volunteers from Frederick Hospital. They're going to be coming and preparing Mexican corn. We are going to be giving some facts and just education about Hispanic Heritage Month that day.
Love it.
We are also going to talk about the history and importance of corn to Mexico. So it's really exciting. The folks at Frederick Hospital are real excited to help out with that. And if you have not had Mexican corn, you need to come. That's a good chance to come try it out.
Full disclosure, my wife Melissa works at La Casa de Esperanza as well over in the charter school.
Yeah,
I'm proud that she has close to 25 years experience working in charter school education that's primarily served the Milwaukee area's Hispanic community. And so we're big fans of all the great things that you're doing there, especially with what you're doing with Center for Financial Stability. And one question I wanted to ask, too, was that the center isn't just for Hispanic neighbors. It's for anybody that needs help with financial management, correct?
Absolutely. We help anybody who needs assistance. All of the programming is of no cost. So if you have any struggles with even connecting to community resources, we can help connect you. We can do your taxes, help you with financial counseling and education, teach you how to buy a house, and then even work on those career skills that, you know, maybe you're looking to expand.
That sounds great. And speaking of resources, James Santel of Morning Cannolis that's on next just came into the studio. Always great to see Jim, and I encourage everybody to check out that show, check out the latest legal developments. But one thing, Gina, I wanted to mention that's unfortunately, the best kept secrets in Waukesha is a real jewel that you have in the basement of the school, the main building. Mm-hmm. There's an art gallery,
there's
a painting of one of my heroes, Cesar Chavez, who organized a labor strike up in Wautoma, Wisconsin. It's a really great painting, and I encourage anybody that loves history, loves good social history, to check that out. And how much time do we have? We have 1 minute. We have a caller, Greg. If you don't mind hanging on, we're going to go to a long break, or please call back. Greg Wansnyder is on the line, one of Waukesha's favorite. Yeah, and a great friend of Gina's. Yeah. So, Greg, hang on. We're going to catch you after the break. And so much news to talk about here. Oktoberfest continues at Frame Park from 12 to 10. And is it 1 minute or 1 second there, Anya? 1 minute. Okay, so some other news, too, is September 19th, the city council approved our newest city administrator, Anthony Brown. Welcome. He comes from Port Washington. And more on Anthony after the break. And, hey, I'm going to be back at this again. Johnny rejoins me at 12:30. We're going to be broadcasting Carroll University football. We'll start the next segment with the Carroll Minute. I figure that's why Greg wants to call in addition to saying hi to Gina. And so much more going on in the city we love. Stick around as this week Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
And I've been taken by those close to me. Hey, tomorrow. Gotta believe that I'm through wasting what's left of me.
CBS News Brief. Tropical storm Ophelia is making its way inland, and predictably power outages have started, with North Carolina at the 42,000 mark, Virginia with about half of that. Hurricane Center Specialist John Cangelosi.
It'll clear out from south to north, and as this goes inland, we expect the weather to improve in North Carolina by tonight, and then Virginia and the Mid-Atlantic by tomorrow.
With a possible government shutdown a week away, the House has gone home for the weekend. CBS's Christina Ruffini says they've gotten a message from the White House.
President Biden took to social media to say, last time there was a government shutdown, 800,000 Americans were furloughed or worked without pay. But enjoy your weekend.
It's day 9 for a now expanded auto workers strike. This man is picketing outside the plant in Michigan.
I've got 4 kids. I've got a wife, and I can't be put out on the street. So I'm out here for my well-being, for all my brothers and sisters.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man was pulled from the Milwaukee River this morning. At this point, investigators say a 63-year-old was recovered at around 8 a.m. near the intersection of Highland Avenue and Martin Luther King Drive. Authorities are currently investigating the cause of death. The United Auto Workers strike has made it to Milwaukee. The union is expanding its action with Local 75 saying on social media they're striking at the Milwaukee Mopar Parts Center. There are about 100 UAW workers at the South Clement Avenue warehouse in Milwaukee. Frame Park is a good place to park for Waukesha's Oktoberfest. The city says the Firkin gets tapped early this evening with the Stein hosting competition later in the night. The event, which also runs tomorrow, offers live music, a beer garden, wood carving demonstrations, and more. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek that made you Tom the Curious that makes you James the Weak?
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And can you guess the artist as we honor National Hispanic Heritage Month? Almost a lost American treasure rediscovered by our friends in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. This is none other than Sisto Rodriguez from Detroit, first generation Mexican American who in the, I guess, late 60s, early 70s was kind of like positioned as a Mexican American Bob Dylan. And he had a couple albums, some nominal success, but not enough financially to continue, got discouraged. He went back into the trades, I believe, or was working for the city of Detroit or working in construction, and kind of went back into a relative obscurity. But unbeknownst to him and his family, he had a huge following around the world in countries like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden. And his daughter, Ava, one time in the 90s, found a website dedicated to him. There was a rumor that he'd taken his life and was deceased when he was very much alive. And the daughter reached out to the fan club, and a ton of money was raised. Next thing you know, he's going to South Africa and play like six shows there to a huge following. Like, he sold more albums in South Africa than Elvis. And a wonderful documentary was made about his return, a return to glory, if you will, called Searching for Sugar Man. Sugar Man, one of his seminal hits. But unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 81 last August. His stage name was Rodriguez, but his name was Sisto Rodriguez. And some really lovely music. That one, what's the name of that song again, Anya? Crucify Your Mind, that's right. And a beautiful song. The strings on that, too, just the different instruments. I love that. And we're here with Gina Sanchez Juarez. And is Greg still on the line, I hope? He's been extremely patient. Greg, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Top hello, of the morning, John. Greg. Hello, and special hello to my friend
Good
Earl
morning,
walking
Greg.
By. He works over at Eric's. Eric's also has a special bourbon tasting coming up on the 26th, which I believe is a Tuesday. A reception and dinner, so check that out, Eric's Porterhouse. But that's my good friend Earl, who takes care of things over there. But anyway, Greg, you wanted to say some wonderful things about Gina. Go ahead.
I do, yes. So I have been, with the exception of the past couple of years, because unfortunately I've been out of work, but I'm back to work this year. I've been working with La Casa for doing my taxes, and I go and get my taxes done from one of their wonderful volunteers in the VITA program. Gina, do you still call it VITA?
Some call it VITA, some call it VITA.
Let's call the whole thing off.
It works. It works both ways.
Yeah, or VITA, yep. Mm-hmm. So, and then I, So, Don, get this. I would do my taxes, and then I'd go over to, now, I don't know, Gina, if Cafe Esperanza even still exists, but I'd go over to Cafe Esperanza and eat some great Mexican food and hope that the food wouldn't spill on the tax documents, you know, that I just been given. But no, they do a really good job with the taxes. As Gina said, they do the credit report. And then, Gina, you also have classes too. And so that I think I've been to one or two of your classes. And Don, just a really quick side note, Gina's daughter, Danny, was involved in Carroll University's radio station, and she got to be one of my students in the one of our first student radio initiatives over at Carroll. So just
she
a
was.
Little side note there. So
yeah, DJ Buttercup, yeah? She loved that.
DJ Buttercup, I love
DJ
that.
DJ Buttercup, yes.
So.
Yes, Greg. Yeah. No, I think what's really great about the tax program, and I think you had this experience, is that when we do your taxes, we have a quality reviewer go over that tax return again just to make sure for any errors or if there's any questions. And we think it's really important to walk a client through their tax return line by line. So it's not just that we're preparing them, we're doing an education, and we're giving the opportunity for them to ask questions. I think
the scheduling and everything just went very smoothly. So it's really a great opportunity.
Yeah, we really worked on improving some things. So during tax season, you can schedule your own appointment online. We also have different ways that we can do your taxes. So you can set up an in-person appointment. We also expanded to a 100% virtual option. We have a relationship with getyourrefund.org. So we've been able to do taxes for folks. This past tax season, we were in 25 counties across the state.
Wow.
Because there's just such a need. And then we also have a drive-through. So that drive-through really paired well when we were hit with COVID. At that time, a lot of different Vita sites closed down. But La Casa, we refused to close because folks needed us. And, you know, they were panicking about their tax returns. So we came up with the drive-through.
So I want to repeat this. You serve citizens, residents in 25 different counties, not just Waukesha and Waukesha County.
Correct. Wow. Our program for taxes and our home buyer program are both statewide. There is just a lot of underserved populations across the state and a lack of services with certified housing counselors or certified tax preparers.
Sure.
So we're there to help those folks.
That's wonderful. Hey, Greg, thanks so much for the call. We're going to see you later today at Schneider Stadium at 12:15.
Schneider Stadium.
Greg's going to help us with the pregame for Carroll University's battle against Illinois Wesleyan. The undefeated Pios take on the 0-2 Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, but don't let their losing record think it's going to be an easy win. It's going to be a tough battle. So, Greg, we'll see you over at 12:15. And, Anya, can we throw in the Carroll Minute here? Do we have the marching band fight song? If that's available. Ah, there it is. Yes. And big news this week. Thank you to Mike Westemeyer, their new director of athletic communications. And that is that Carroll men's soccer defeated Beloit 6-0. So congrats to the Carroll University Pioneers men's soccer team. And then a little bit of a event going on today. Yes, the football game. Pioneers at back home after a very exciting win against North Park, 41-27 last week. And Johnny and I had a lot of fun broadcasting that game. And that was the first conference game of the season. So in addition to the game today, the Carroll football team is also celebrating one of the charities of support. And that's Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we're really looking forward to being a part of that. Again, the pregame starts at 12:30 with Don and Johnny, and our very faithful engineer, Anya, will be running things here from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios. And Jeannie, I'm sure, you know, Carroll's been such a great partner with many different communities within the city. What's the relationship with the center?
What has been really fantastic with Carroll University is they students will volunteer with the tax program. So the volunteer income tax assistant program is run primarily by volunteers. We train them.
Wow.
They get certified. But, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it without our volunteers. So Carroll has been so generous, finding creative ways to allow students to help us while gaining either some credits or, you know, different things like that so that it can also benefit them with their schooling. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do it.
That's terrific. And, hey, I want to shout out a couple members of the South football team. In spite of the forfeit last night, they have two of the players have a lot to look forward to today, and that's Logan Tank Dable and Vinny Capoletti Mahalos. Will be visiting, have been invited by the football team to visit today's game, and they'll get to take part in the action and have some fun. So I really encourage coaches and Pioneer Nation to take a really hard look at these two fine young men. I think they would make great pioneers. And no matter what they decide, we wish them well, but really glad that Ed Carroll's recognizing them. So how many minutes do we have before the break, Anya? We have 5. Oh, we got loads of time. That's a nice long segment here. So returning to Gina and the Center for Financial Stability, would you mind, you know, we had a list of different events for Hispanic Heritage Month. Can I see that? I just wanted to read those off again so everybody's aware.
Absolutely. Because I think
there's just so many great things, especially the enjoying the free Mexican corn, and that's at the center itself, and that's on Wednesday, October 11th, so you have plenty of time to plan that from 3 to 6. And we were there, I think, was it in June you had, like, a picnic?
We did. We had a community cookout.
I thought that was terrific.
Yeah, we served 400 meals that day.
400 meals, yeah. I love it. And that's funny. I actually got to help volunteer with that with my wife, and we thought that was terrific. So and then Friday, September 29th, La Casa's Day. What is this? What's the one with Colonel Augustine again?
It's we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. That'll be the day that it'll start at 11:30, and we'll have the charter school kids do a performance.
That's right. Yeah.
And then there'll also be foods from different regions of like the Caribbean, Central America, South America, Mexico. Nice. The staff at La Casa Esperanza are the ones who are preparing the food, and you know they're real excited about.
I bet.
Doing that.
I love it. And that includes a potluck style luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific from all the different regions. That's yes. Neat. So, yeah. And of course, Maria Wadena, who was a guest on the show back in the spring, is your contact there. And so I just, the phone number again is 262-832-1542. So it's funny. I'm looking at Anna and she's looking at me, looking at her like a deer in headlights. That's because the glare from the sun, I have a hard time seeing the fingers on the time. So you can go ahead and verbal that on you. In case I like what? So, but I think he said 3 minutes. So that's so, terrific.
Don, I just wanted to mention that every month we have homebuyer education classes.
Nice.
They are HUD approved and sure. Is what are the requirements for down payment assistance or a lot of the first time homebuyer programs.
Yeah. And sometimes those classes take place here in this building, right?
We, our classes do take place at the center. We do it as a hybrid.
Sure.
So we also do virtual as well.
That's great.
And in October here, we're going to launch our all Spanish 6-hour workshops as well. So this is nice because we've been able to connect our home buyers with over $360,000 in down payment assistance grants.
Wow. That's a great metric right there.
Yeah. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. So now how many people do you have working with you there at the center?
There's six of us there.
There's six of you. Wow. And that's a lot of work for six people. So you're right. It's great to have that volunteer support.
It is.
And are they also like, I guess you'd say certified counselors or accountants, if you will?
We do. Yeah. We have some folks that'll volunteer that are professionals in finances of, you know, one way or another. So they'll volunteer with us to do asset building coaching. Mm. The main thing is the taxes, I think, you know, a lot of people, if you're interested in volunteering for taxes or even learning how to prepare taxes, we'll be starting training November 1st.
Oh, neat. So people can do their own taxes.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I was trying to figure out the savings because, you know, anybody, if you're using TurboTax on the low end, that's probably, what, $50, $75. And then on the high end, it's maybe as much as $200, depending on who your accountant is, your CPA. So, and you, how many tax returns do you do each year?
About 2,000.
About 2,000. So, I mean, you multiply that. That's tremendous savings for individuals and families here in Waukesha and in the other communities that you serve. So, we've about less than a minute before the next break. So, stick around because there's more to unpack here with so much going on in our city. And again, really glad to have Gina Sanchez Juarez and La Casa's Center for Financial Stability. More to come as this week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 75. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. High of 72. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Low 70s Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for scattered storms on Tuesday. Highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, we're back this week at Waukesha, and in our final segment, this artist here really needs no introduction. One of my favorites, Carlos Santana, with Everything's Coming My Way. And it sure is for all of us to hear this as the sun fights its way out in this beautiful Saturday morning. Feels like summer hasn't ended. I'm still in shorts. And Gina Sanchez Juarez from the Center for Financial Stability and her husband Richard are here in short sleeve t-shirts. Very cool, classic t-shirts. I love one's a Coke with the rainbow colors. And then Richard's is a 1970, his birthday shirt. I love it. April 1970. So a couple other announcements here before we continue. One is that the city had a public safety, there's public safety memorial dedication yesterday. I was really sorry I missed it, but I heard great things about it. And I encourage everybody to check out that memorial honoring those killed on line of duty from police and fire in the city of Waukesha. And the impressive thing is, and in our long history of over 125 years, I think there may be like only half a dozen men killed in the men as of now killed in the line of duty, and hope that good streak continues. And so anyway, very impressive. It's there in the front of City Hall. So I encourage you all to check that out. And then the city, for all of you, everyone complains about taxes and how much they pay and utilities and all that. With the city, the city council and the leadership are working on their 2024 CIP and budget. And I encourage everybody to participate in that process. Find out when the finance committee meets, go to the city council meetings and talk to your alderman too about what concerns you. Cause now while they're working, this is a time to address some opportunities, maybe to reduce costs or maybe to put city dollars in the right place in your mind. So it is a democracy.